The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. What will be the distance between you and God in about 1,000 years? Also, the Christian hope. Is that the Christian anchor? And yep, here's the tough one. Is Allah God or a false God?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Always a good thing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We will be covering that. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Just keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let me check on two things. I actually have not even had a chance to do anything but say hi to Wonder Julie. Hi, Wonder Julie. Good
Hello.
To see you. Didn't know if you knew what today was because you are somebody that survived in these one of these things. Do you know what day it is?
I do not.
It is Aviation Day.
Well, there you have it.
But more important than Aviation Day, although that is a good one, it is National Potato Day. So if you have a particular potato that you like, be it French fry or au gratin, would you say au gratin? Or if it's like au gratin, or if you have some other really enjoyable potato that you like and you want to share that with us, you're welcome to tell us. 972-445-0770. I do not know if we have a sound, but we did tell. We don't have the sound yet, but we do have our sponsor, Mr. Restore. Let's keep in mind, fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas. You get a free in the Dallas area, I should say, in Irving and Grapevine and all over. You get free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. They're A-plus rated, over 50 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Very simple stuff. Clint is the owner, and he's a great guy, and you'll have a wonderful chance to talk to him. No obligation to talk to him. If you got some damage going on and you need some help and you don't want to feel like you have surrendered your life in the process, but you want to have a say in the process, get in touch with Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Their number, 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. Now that I did that, I just remembered I got to make a connection on my website. Whoops. That has a link for them. But it's pretty simple. Mr. Restore, pop that in. If you get any problems, let us know. And then let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. They would greatly appreciate it. I will let you know a few things going on today in my life to give you an idea of what kind of Monday I've had. Thank you for asking. Here is the first thing. My gate latch broke. Where my gate is, you know, the little gate thing that goes into the little hook thing, and then you kind of put a lock over it. Well, that part came off. I thought that was not too bad because I can temporarily fix that. But then this morning, a much more tragic thing happened. My coffee holder, my what is it, cafe, what are those things? The glass thing. whatever that thing is called. The glass thing for your coffee when your coffee maker makes coffee and it puts it in the glass thing.
Oh, like the canister. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It's a cafe, carfe. I don't know. It broke.
Drat.
I know. That's all. Now, if it had a hole at the top, I'd have went, yeah, I can Band-Aid that. But it has a hole at the bottom.
Yeah, that doesn't
so,
work.
Yeah. So that's not working for me. I'm just letting you know. I'm not happy. My wife said it's not a problem. Just make sure we have something to replace it by tomorrow morning or face Jesus in a close and personal way you never thought possible. All right. So get that taken care of there. Let's make sure that we stay on track. I do have some tough, and I said tough. Tough teaching to go over. Some people don't like this kind of teaching. I can't do anything about it. I just got to do the best I can to be led by the Spirit the best I can. One of the things I think that Christians do is they think, oh, we're going to do everything perfect. No, you're not. That's what grace is all about. And I'm a person that needs tons of grace. That's what mercy is all about. I'm a person that needs tons of mercy. But I will go by the adage because it's a decent one. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. There's got to be something in there that we utilize. So the first thing I want to talk about, because we are going to get into this Allah situation because it comes from a political problem, and I'm going to discuss that in a little while. And I do have a trivia question if you are interested. Although that guy talking about the commercial before the show started, Snopes or whatever that is, that's like, really? That's where you get your news? These people that say, well, we don't do anything false. Our news is all good. Hey, watch this. Let me give you a quick rating on a 1 to 10. Okay. Dave, you're not supposed to comment on stuff on the show. Yeah, well, I pay for it. It's my time. Revelation chapter 21 that says this in verse 23. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. So we've got a wonderful picture. Some people think, well, this is going to be the millennium. Probably not. This is probably more of a heavenly picture. But the bottom line is, how awesome is God that it doesn't need an electricity system for the city? Don't need a grid. don't need lampposts and grids with fuses that can blow out. Because the glory of the Lord is going to reign in heaven. So sometimes we get in this earth position, and I know it's Monday, relax, but you got to get the dust off of you. Here it is. Sometimes we get so stuck in the earth position that we think that heaven is just going through life without missing bills, without being negative in the account, without having anybody call and harass us, without getting stupid spam email or anything. That's what we think heaven is. Heaven is like a break from all this. That is not what heaven is. Heaven is so fantastic that in fact, I'm going to take the next segment to discuss it in greater detail. But the glory of God will reign supreme, and your life as you know it now will cease to exist because the greatest moment you've ever had in God ever, your greatest moment you've ever had in life, heaven will be greater than that and continually. I want you to think of the one of the best five things that's ever happened to you, maybe the best three things that's ever happened to you, and recognize heaven is greater than that experience you had, and it's continual because the glory of God will be in the midst. One of the greatest gifts that will take place in heaven is there will be no distance between God and us. And I choose the word distance over separation. Now there's no separation. The Lord is with us always, and we can access into the presence of God anytime through the blood of Jesus, specifically if you're using Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 22. But in heaven, with the glory of God, there will be no shut doors. The gates are going to be open. And the glory of God will reign supreme, and our access is never closed, never denied, never limited. That's what we have. That's what we're going to. I love the different theology. I happen to be a person that likes people that have different theology. I think it's cool. I think it's cool that somebody has a process and they think of. All I know is when it all comes down to it, hanging out with God with nothing to mess it up, especially for me, is the most awesome process I can think of. I think of some of the great moments everyone will go, well, the birth of my children. I was really happy when they gave me a $9,000 bill. That was ecstatic. And then the baby comes out. And don't lie. You look at it and you go, whoa. Don't care what anybody says. Nobody looks at that and goes, wow, it's like flowers. It's like, that's not how that works. Okay? And it's a great moment. And getting married, it's a great moment. And being connected to people that you love is a great moment. And watching people that you love do well, that's a great moment. One of my greatest moments in life comes when I went in, and I've mentioned this before, I went into church and I put five of my favorite worship CDs in the CD rotator, and I turned that thing on, and I locked the church door, and I cranked that bad boy up, and it was me and God and five CDs of worship. It was so cool. If I could capture that moment and live that moment all the time, that's the greatest thing that I can come up with. Heaven will be better than that. For about 3 hours, I could care less about anything, nothing, zero. Just rejoicing in the Lord. I'm more of a face-to-face guy than a jump-up-and-down kind of guy. I know you probably think the opposite, but it's just absolutely great. Heaven will be better than that. I mean, I look forward to the exchange and the interaction. Some people think that we won't have that much because and nobody knows for sure, but there'll be, instant knowledge of all these. I have zero idea. I don't know why anybody thinks they know how that's going to go. But if we get to have conversation, and I certainly hope we do, then there will be all these lines. Now, obviously, the line for Jesus and the 12 disciples is going to be a pretty long line. The Apostle Paul's going to have a long line. And then King David's going to have a long line. Adam's going to have a long line. All that's going to go on. I just think the one that everybody forgets about is probably the second longest line out of the whole group. That's Job. Job's line is going to be out the back door through the roof. I mean, these kids, people are going to go, what? I mean, they want to know. That's going to be fascinating. But here's my point. That's all the awesome stuff. That's the awesome sauce. Well, that's our faith. Our faith is the awesome sauce. Our faith is not, it's the journey. Well, if you go to hell, I go with it's the destination, because I think that's a terrible place to end up. Well, I had a great time. I spent 80 years doing this, but now I can spend the next 8 million years tormented. That just seems stupid, okay? It's not the journey. It's the destination, heaven or hell. We want to go to heaven and enjoy the glory of God. How awesome is that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost, you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail. And we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, a website, davidspoonmedia.com. For those who do not know, there is the address there if you want to reach out to us and write us a note on davidspoonmedia.com under the Contact Dave link. And then we have our prayer request line. If you want prayer for anything in specific, just let us know. We'll be glad to pray for you. We'll keep it private unless you ask us to make it public. Just that simple and that easy. This segment brought to you by our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
John is the owner, the president, the dude who is in charge of the Blessed Roofing Company. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com is their website. Very simple to remember, the Blessed Roofing Company. 469-BLESSED is their phone number, 469-BLESSED. So that's easy to remember. They had an appointment at our house today. They were supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. They were there at 9:02 and 3 seconds. I thought, all right, close enough. I actually kind of had wished they got there at 9:04 and 3 seconds because I still had 2 minutes to do in my Bible reading. And then once they came and then they started to work on what they work at, I had to go back and finish my couple minutes. And then whenever I do that, I'm legalistic as a Jewish Christian. So then I had to do 4 minutes in order to cover the 2 minutes because I didn't finish the 2 minutes. And that's how people with AC, DC. No, not AC, DC. AC. That's, I'm one of those guys. I had, you know, Ritalin as a kid. They didn't give me enough. That's all I got for you. Anyway, here's the bottom line. On time, doing what they say, 469 blessed. John, they'll do a free roof inspection, whether it's roof repair, roof replacements. Most of the time, no out-of-pocket costs. Talk to somebody who knows what these laws are, what the deal is, and not trying to do something shady. I mean, that's pretty simple, isn't it? You want to do it with somebody who understands and gets it. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com is their website. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED is the phone number. Two things to tell you real quickly. Number one, my dog Levi, I have never felt so guilty about not feeding a dog as I did today. Have you ever not fed your dog? Has that ever happened?
Yes.
Well, we were not allowed to feed him because he was getting his teeth cleaned. Because you have no idea. The boxer dog has the worst breath ever. Not even close. I mean, I've had 5 to 6 dogs. This dog's breath, I think when this dog breathes, demons go, step back. So bad. It's like incredible. So we're on this program where he gets his teeth done, but he's not allowed to have any water or any food. And he just sat there looking at me and the wife going, what? What did I do wrong?
Aww.
It was so sad. And then as soon as Noelle goes, you want to go in the truck? It was over. He's like, yes, I don't care about the rest of it. Food. Who needs food? Damn. And then he goes right to the... That was cute. And then the other thing that I thought was fantastic is I talked to my daughter the other day because, you know, we're going to see them. I'm not telling you when because then you wouldn't listen to the show. And so sometime in the next millennium, I'm going to go see my daughter. And it was so funny because now she got three kids. See, she got a 3.5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a newborn. And Easton Scott's doing a lot better. But she duos us, you know, duo with the thing where they have the picture of the person. Do you ever use duo? It's kind of like an image thing. So you see the people. So she calls us, and it is 3 straight minutes before she actually says hi because the one baby is crying. The one other baby, the 2-year-old, is not being good. And the 3.5-year-old is singing really loud, and she's trying to get everything under control. And I'm watching this thinking, the glory and the grace of God backing up my words from many years ago, 30 years ago, saying, you will have children one day and you will understand. Okay. So this is awesome because she was like, then about 3 minutes later, she goes, hi. It's classic. It was just like so funny. Anyhow, I just thought I'd share that with you. Most people get a kick out of that because they know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's carry on with what we were talking about, only we're going to bring in a slight or a minor political element, especially in the next segment. It'll be much more so. But we were just talking about heaven and the glory of God, and I want to make a very strong distinction. I'm not going to apologize for the cool things that are in Christianity, and if you're one of those people that is uncomfortable with the cool things in Christianity, you ought to consider who you're living for, other people being impressed, or for the Lord. And here's one of the cool things about Christianity, and I'm just going to say it straight out. Who has a better eternity than Christians? Okay, so having said that, 1 Corinthians 2:9, as it is written, no eye has seen. How many eyes have seen it? None. Nor ear heard. How many ears have heard it? None. Nor the heart of man imagined. How many people have imagined what it's going to be? None, where it's accurate. What God has prepared for those who love him. Who are those who love him? Us. We're the believers, right? So when they show pictures in like cartoons or Disney or, you know, any other, you know, wretched group, it's not clouds. It's not harps. It's not being kind of almost like an angel. It's not magazines. It's not all these things. I think eternity with God is going to be so awesome that when it says you can't even imagine what God has prepared, that entitles you to say, I'm going to come up with the best thing and then heaven's better. I don't think that's weird. I think that's exactly accurate. So for me, I come up with different theories on that. I have a mind that is pretty active. And in my mind, I think of planet chocolate. That's right, the whole planet. And everywhere you go, there's nothing but chocolate. You can eat as much as you want, and you never gain weight, and you never get sick. Or for those golfers, Planet Golf. And I've mentioned this before. It's one hole. It's the whole planet. It's like 6 million strokes or something like that. I don't know, something funny like that. And then for me, I have to have a starship. I don't know what you're all thinking. I'm getting a starship. I might have a crew. I'm going, hey, that for me would be like heaven. You know, I'm not going to do a Captain Kirk thing, but somewhere between Kirk and Picard, because I have about as much hair between Kirk and Picard. That's about how much hair I have. And so somewhere between the, hey, that's what I think of. But you see, what's cool about Christianity is that you can't even get into the level that God has created for us. Again, and this is so wonderfully said, if it's 6 days to create the earth, And that's what God can do in 6 days. What can he do in 2,000 years? Oh, that's cool, right? I mean, if 6 days create the earth, look what he did. How about 2,000 years? Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. But I want to compare that with the Muslim faith specifically, because there is this idea, and I'm going to tell you, if you've not taken a world religion class in the last 20 years, you probably ought to. I mean, you at least you ought to know. Not just reading little blogs and little spots from different people who are telling you what history is, but I mean, it's kind of important to stay educated as to what people actually believe. In truth or in fact, the Muslim faith does not actually believe in 72 virgins. I mean, I'm getting into that core of what it is. I'm going to read you what it is from the Quran and from the Hadith so you can know. So what it says is, verily the righteous, there will be success, gardens, grapeyards, and young full-breasted maidens of equal age. I'm just telling you. And a full cup of wine. Okay, so from the Quran, the heavenly picture is girls with breasts and wine. Okay, so far the girls get nothing. this is kind of a ripoff. And then in the Hadith number 2562, it's a collection known as the Sunan al-Timurdi, and it says the least of the people in heaven will have 80,000 servants and 72 wives, of which stands a dome of pearls, a ruby and aqua in color. So the other part of that is that if you make it to heaven, you get 80,000 servants. They don't really tell you where the servants come from. I'm just saying. And I think that that's a very specific picture of what the heaven's going to be for people. It's going to be servants, 72 women, fully breasted, and lots of wine. Okay, not discussing hangovers, not discussing any of those other things. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The Christian should be using the real eternity hope that's laid out, which is something so far beyond what we can reach. See, your brain can think, and for the guys, I'll have 72 women and wine. A brain can get to that. And if you're a woman, you'll have, if it was my wife, I could tell you for her, not for other women, but for her, it would be a continual body massage, continual shopping, and continual making whatever she wants, most specifically tacos. So I'm just saying, for her, that would be more of a, and that's a real specific thing, okay? But the Christian hope is beyond the flesh. It's so cool. It's like you're a part of another race of beings. Oh, wait. That's exactly what it's going to be like, in the sense that it's going to be beyond the body process. Our faith and our hope is so cool that God even mentions that our faith is like an anchor to our soul. That's what I need. I need my hope to be an anchor, not a bottle of wine. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm not saying one's bad. I'm just saying. I need hope. I need something I can live with and for. Okay? All right, we come back, going to get a little nastier based on what happened in the headlines. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well. Get to feeling groovy again.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget to go to livinginhisgrip.com under the Him tab. You can get free music just courtesy of the show and courtesy of the people offering it. So, livinginhisgrip.com. Let's see, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. One, this segment brought to you by our very good friend who will be in later this week, Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, retiretheRightWay.com. It's not even that complex. You just don't want to do it the wrong way. You want to do the best you can, making noble plans for noble purposes. Jamie and Nancy will help you do that. They're the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. 800-287-1667. But if you're a person that uses the internet, go to retiretherightway.com. They have a whole bunch of stuff on the website. It's like, wow, that you can go through and get an idea of what's taking place. You can meet with them at no cost. They'll sit down, they'll talk to you, you get a free book out of it. You can spend up to an hour and a half with them just talking, get an idea of what's going on. No obligations whatsoever. Just get a checkup on your finances and on your retirement. RetireTheRightWay.com. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. I want to do a reach out to Sam, who called our show, I think it was two shows ago. I think it was Thursday, I think. And anyway, he asked a question about Cain's wife, and then I gave kind of a off-the-top-of-my-head answer, and then I came back and I read Josh McDowell's answer on the air. I also want him to know he's welcome to call in, and I can send him this article. There's a fantastic article on Cain's wife, a fantastic piece done by S. Michael Hoodman, who just a great, great job on who Cain's wife was. So, Sam, if you have any desire to get more information, email me at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and I'll just send you the article. It's really good. And for those that are really interested, it's just a really solid, biblically stated, well-thought-out treaty. It's only like 3 pages, so it's not very long at all. So I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Here's our first true-false trivia. Is this our first? Have we done true-false before? I don't think so.
No.
Okay. See? That would be false, Dave. Okay. So there you go. So, true or false? True or false? Jesus spit in somebody's eye. It's like, what? Can you imagine them saying that on a cable TV station? Well, yeah, well, I just have Jesus spit in your eye. Could you just see how they would all react and respond? So if you think you know the answer, if you're confident you know the answer, not just spit in somebody's eye, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. So if you have watched some of the news this weekend, which I was forced to do, I did cut the yard Saturday and Sunday at 101 degrees. And no, I didn't wait until it was 7 o'clock like Wonder Julie told me to do because I'm dumb. I actually cut the yard at 12:30, which was so hot. But, man, is that great for like an hour or like a 5-pound weight loss thing for an hour, I'm telling you. All right, hold on. Somebody's got the answer to the question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is John, Diane. How you doing?
Good. John, how are you?
I'm all righty.
All right, here it is. Pretty simple question. I don't think it's real complex. It's just true or false. Jesus spit in someone's eye. True or false?
True.
That is absolutely correct. Mark chapter 8, verse 23. There's a lot of speculation and a lot of question as to why Jesus would do that. Do you have any idea why Jesus would do that as opposed to just poking him in the eye?
Yeah, I think so. It's just my thought. I believe that the reason, I'm going to have to say this, I'll say it as fast as I can. I believe that the reason that God had brought the Jews up and taught them how to sacrifice animals for this and that they were very ritualistic kind of people, that they felt like they had to be doing something instead of just accepting the grace. But my point being, with the man that he put the spittle in his, made the mud and put in his eyes, was I think it was just so the man would think something was being done.
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting, that's a great take. You think it was kind of a point of contact for him so that he can identify with something.
Right, because it's just like a lot of Christians don't think that just surrendering to Jesus Christ is enough. You know, you got to jump, be able to shoot 3 or 4 baskets in a row and swim the Atlantic Ocean before you can be saved, you know.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like that. I like the thought process because it's really, that's outside the box. I love it, where they had to have something to connect to and to identify with. Good job.
Right.
Good job. Right. I like it. I like it. I like that kind of thinking. Good job, sir.
Love your show, man.
All right. I appreciate it, brother. You know it.
See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Great job. All right. So that's really good. Giving somebody kind of like a connect to. And then I kind of made a joke there, but a lot of people might have missed it. I said, so spin his eye versus poke him in the eye. That was kind of a joke because Jesus didn't poke him in the eye. All right. All right. So for a lot of people who've watched the news, so after I did my yard cutting at 12:30 and came into the house and Levi looked at me like I had melted, which is pretty much what happened. So then I turned the television on and guess what's not on yet? Football. So I'm like going... Yeah. Hey, look, they're playing cricket. Anyhow, so I flipped the news, and there was the big story about Representative Rashida Tlaiba. You know, I'm from Michigan. I should be able to say this stuff. Rashida Tlaiba? Tlaiba? Do you know what it
Rashida
is?
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. I'm going to go with that one. Anyway, she didn't – she was upset about her grandmother, and then her grandmother and Trump did a tweet about the real winner because that woman didn't see her grandmother, was the grandmother, which was pretty – that's pretty funny.
I missed that one.
That was a pretty funny line. I mean, come on. I mean, that's one of the great things about Trump is entertaining nothing but. In fact, if the Democrats are shooting for boring, I don't think so. I think we need high-level entertainment. The next person needs to be even more entertaining. That's my take. But anyway, so then the grandmother shot back at Trump, saying that it was her desire that God would ruin him. But I want to make sure you understand something. That's what Breitbart said. That's Drudge Report, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. That is all the things that accordingly she said. That is not what she said. It's just amazing to me. This is the kind of thing that people are going to go, oh, come on, Dave. And it's like, nah, you should see what I'm holding in my hands. She did not say, may God ruin him. She said, may Allah ruin him. There's a substantial difference between the word God and Allah. And you think, oh, well, no, that's just what they use for God. Let me explain something that is just absolutely irrevocable. If you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you believe that God is a Father, you believe that God is the Son, and you believe that God is the Holy Spirit. If you say that to a Muslim, they will tell you you are blaspheming God and do not want to be in your presence. Why? Because they do not believe that God is a Father. They do not believe that there is a Son of God, and they believe there is the Holy Spirit, according to them, is Muhammad. It's just like, wait, what? And so what they've done is they've taken the word God and they've made it something it's not. And the problem there, and the thing that drives me batty, people, it drives me nuts, is this. The Bible and the Old and the New Testament talk about false gods. Just a second. I would like you to name five false gods right now. Name them. And don't come up with drinking, smoking pot, cigarettes. No, name five false gods. How is it that the Bible spends 1,800 years of depth talking about false gods and nobody can name one? I can. Allah. There you go. See how fast that was? It was really easy. Want to know why? Because their concept of God and God of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, are not the same. They're different names and they're different entities. Did you get that? Did you get that right there? This quote from the Billy Graham Association. Allah, in this light, Muslims and Christians do not only use different names for God, but in reality, these different names refer to different gods. Different gods. You see, you can't believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and believe in Allah. They cannot go together. You cannot, as a Christian, call God Father. You can only call him Allah, or you are to be banned. Here's the thing that people are missing. You can't fulfill the commission of Christ if you can't baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Okay, these are very specific distinctions. Not only that, but Jesus didn't just claim to be a prophet. He proclaimed over 20 times to be God. So now we have a real problem. So when Rashida Tlaib. I'm getting closer. When her mom said, her grandma said, you know, may God ruin you, she said, may Allah ruin you. It's not even our God. It's not Jehovah. Wrong God. Wrong. And the problem there is that Christians are like, well, we don't want to offend anybody. Well, then don't be a Christian. That's pretty simple. Just be a Unitarian or something, which is all people are all. Isn't that one gal that thinks that she's going to come against the evil power of Trump or whatever the gal that's running that one? I don't want to say she's a wackadoodle. That's not fair. But she's a wackadoodle. I mean, it's like the bottom line is she's like, I come against that evil force of Trump in the name of love. That girl, that was the Democratic gal. Anyway, that Unitarian stuff, right? Forget it. You serve the one true living God. And just so you can understand, there are false gods. Allah is not Jehovah. Get it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Ha! Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-aged line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together. My
you got
points,
me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Wow, what a roof. It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see if I like that or not. Here in Texas. That's a little better. Here in
Texas.
Okay, that's a little better. I think it's got to be deep. Texas is deep. You got to talk deep. If you're talking California, you can go, here in California. I mean, that's fine, but Texas need to have that good, you know, firm, strong position. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. If you want to get more information on that Christian-Muslim comparison from the Billy Graham organization, you can just go to the Billy Graham, billygraham.org. I'm going to read another piece out of that in just a second, but I do have a trivia question to launch into. First, let's see how sharp everybody is today. I want to see how everybody's sharp. Here we go. How many days was Lazarus down in the ground? Or no, I'm sorry, not down the ground. Buried. Well, in the tomb. That's the right phrase. How many days was Lazarus in the tomb before Jesus brought him forth? How many days was Lazarus down? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. How many days? Don't look it up through Google. If you know it, give a call, 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. And then I will, if you get it correct, or even if you don't, I'm going to read you something that's really cool about that that you might not be aware of. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. I don't know. I do want to reread this and then go into this other deranged element that I'm going to talk about real quickly, and that is this. This is again from the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. Muslims do not speak of God as their heavenly father. In the Islamic faith, Allah is not only a different name for God. The deity it designates is far more impersonal than the God of the Bible. Furthermore, Muslims claim that Allah had no son. This represents a head-on collision between God and the Bible. And because Muslims deny that God has a son, they explicitly reject any Trinitarian language. The Paraclete in the Greek, they think, was Muhammad, which is the most bizarre thing ever. I'm just, there's only one guy that really believes that, but it's just weird. And so it's really important to understand this stuff so that you understand what's going on. Well, this is not. Well, the reason it's not the same God is because it's not the same God. The identity of God that goes throughout Genesis to Revelation in the 66 books, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, are communicating a very specific image of God. And what's amazing is if you're a Christian who thinks, well, the God of the Old Testament was meaner than the God of the New Testament, you haven't even read your Bible. It's the same God. It's different in the covenant, but it's the same God. And the same God who was merciful in the Old Testament, not that people see that because they only, you know, being bigger, they only see the destructive. Don't talk much about Ananias and Sapphira being spot on, you know, brought down in the moment. But here's the thing I want to say that's super important. And this goes back to, I just need Wonder Julie's help on this. Tashib Dullah. I can't hear you.
Rashida Tlaib.
And she's from Michigan? This is really an insult for Red Wing fans. I just want to say, I'm not happy about this. But I just want to say this in case this is true. I don't know that if for a fact it's true, as everybody says it, but if it is true, not good, because I just want to point this out for those that are unaware. Don't try and, you know, this isn't a milk to, you know, pro-America. Everybody else is infidel. Okay, first of all, the entire planet's infidel, if you're going to go that way. Only God's kingdom is the kingdom at last. If you were born in Canada, would you still say yes to Jesus? I hope so. Okay, then get out of Canada as soon as you can. Here's the bottom line. People who hate the Jews or Israel don't love God. Uh-oh. How can I make that statement? Well, let's just look at Scripture, see what it says. I didn't write it. This is really old stuff, right? Jacob was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? He was renamed Israel. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, true Israel, is coming from the 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob was renamed Israel, right? 1 Kings 10:9, may the Lord your God be praised. He delighted in you and put you on the throne of Israel because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel. Okay, wait, what? Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel. How long is it? Eternal. What is it? Love. Who's it for? Israel. Okay. Wait, let's try English again. Hating Israel is an anti-God position. Numbers 24:9, the nation is like a mighty lion. When it sleeps, no one dares wake it. Whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Whoever curses Israel will be cursed. I'm not sure how many places you want to go with this. People are like, well, you know, that was then. Wait, eternal love. Well, that was then. You see, you can't say that was then when you have a phrase eternal. That's all I'm saying to you. So the bottom line is the people that are, it's not just anti-Semitic, because I think that term, that does have much more of this political. Look, if you hate the Jewish people or Israel, you're hating that which God loves. There's a problem. It's not genius. That's not healthy. That's not right. That's not a good idea. You should love what God loves. You should be on God's side on all things. You might not like what I'm saying. I don't care. I can read the book. And this is a problem. This is a problem when we are not willing to read the book. And you're thinking, well, does Israel have a plan as a part of the redeemed people of God? Of course. Have you not read Romans 9, 10, and 11? Do you not know that their return to the faith is the resurrection of the dead? Of course they're in the plan. We just don't know how that plan perfectly works out. Okay. All right, is this for the trivia question? All right. All right, who am I talking to?
This is Miss Gates again.
Hi, Miss Gates. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
You're all right? Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes and no. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, I went through one of those. I got that. I got
that.
Yeah,
I heard you were out there mowing lawn in the...
Yeah,
well, that's a good way to lose some pounds.
Yeah, it is a good
way
to lose some pounds.
When you get up later on in the afternoon, it feels so nice and cool.
Yeah, my wife said the same thing. She said, "Why don't you wait?" It's because I have no patience. All right, we got 2 minutes because I don't want to hang up on you or anything. So, first, answer this question. I know you can do it. How many days was Lazarus in the ground?
There you go. You got the right preposition. You got the right preposition.
So
those
great
things bug me in the English. We have to be real careful about those. He was in the tomb 4 days.
That is correct, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're so good. All right, let me read this note to you, okay? I want to read you this note. It's a really good scholarly note on the 4 days. Many Jews believed that the soul remained near the body for 3 days after death in the hope of returning to it. If this is the idea, then when they got to Lazarus, he was irrevocably dead because it was four, went one past that 3-day
mm-hmm.
tradition. I love that note because
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, way past it. Now I'm really going to show you power.
And then, too, I love the part where, you know, later on he's at that supper with Simon, you know, Simon the leper, and Simon the leper who criticized Mary, who he knew nothing
yep.
about, and it's just his evil thoughts, and Jesus points that out because Jesus knew what he was thinking, and he called him on it. But Lazarus was there, too, because they wanted to kill Lazarus, too, after he'd already been raised from the dead. Wouldn't that be a joke? Couldn't you just say, ha, 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 I'm not scared.
Yeah, I've been there, right?
Okay, now, one more thing. On that congressman you got from Michigan up there.
Yeah, and you only got 30 seconds. Give it to me again.
The Israelis knocked themselves out to explain to her if she wasn't going to visit with anybody in Israel. They were fine with that. She could have gone 3 other ways in to see her grandma.
Yeah.
But she wanted to create a ruckus and get her name on the front page.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So you go home and recall her from office.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay,
good job.
You have a good one.
You too, Ms. Gates. And here's the thing I do want to say, for those that don't know, Skype. She could use Skype. Okay, well, that's just a thought. I mean, she's got to have somebody. She's a congresswoman. All right, got to go. Great job, Ms. Gates. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, and then tomorrow we're actually going to talk about biblical love.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.